Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Yo, you TalktainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Dr. First Class Smith. This is Still in Heaven. This is the way radio should be heard. The way this music sounds, I feel like dancing. Get your dancing shoes on. We're going to rock the house.
And I'm glad to be here. I've been sick for a couple of weeks from home, and I'm glad to be back. Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Reputable Baptist Church and Keys of Harmony. Now, I'm with a new group now, so be looking out for us. Today, my topic is about various songs of different gospel groups that's up today, and I will be talking on that, and in between some of the music, I might be mentioning some of the music going on. But today, I'm opening up with one of my nephew's group. They're known as the Anointed Sons of God. And they'll be singing at this time, He Will Make It.
Dying day.
that was the Northern Sons of God of Columbus, Ohio. That's our very own group here. I got two nephews there. The man, one that was singing was Terry Wagner. He lost his mother last year, Alice Wagner. And when he was a kid, he used to watch me play bass with different groups. So they're doing pretty well. My topic said we got groups for the day and groups for the that's coming up today. And there's a lot of young groups that are coming out to sing and trying to do their best, try to make it. And like I said before, Columbus needs to pull these groups together. There's another group that I hope they will maybe call themselves the Divine Angels. I'm looking for them to make it to the top. They're getting ready to put out a new CD, put a CD out there, number one, their first CD out. And I hope to have a copy of them. I'm going to try to get some CDs of different groups that's making them here in Columbus. And hopefully that I'll give a big program with all of them here. Now, the third Sunday of September, there's a group that I started out with. They called themselves the Mighty Gospel Travelers out of, they're from Dayton. Now, they really originated out of Cincinnati. But they're from Dayton. They're in Dayton now. And the group started with, well, I'll give you a little history on it. The group started, met, how I got with the group, I met Obie McGee. That was in 1965, coming out of a restaurant called Big Louie on Bernard and Fort Rockdale. And what happened was that he asked me, young man, can you play that thing? I said, yeah, I can play it. And he told me to come to rehearsal, give it a try, and I stayed with him. I've been with them for like 10 years. And from 1965, and I went to the Army, came and got back with them in 71. And that they are still going. When I saw them a couple of months ago, I was amazed. So I'm going to say this, Obie, Pete, and Ray, I know you're looking down on them, but you left a legacy right here, and they are doing great. So hopefully I'll have them here in September. I'm going to give a couple of shout-outs, and then I'm going to go on to, with the groups. I'm going to Summit Trace for my employees, my boss. I'm giving you all a shout-out, and hope you're listening to my wife, Patricia Smith, and Benson Smith, and I'm giving her a shout-out, and they'll be back pretty soon. She just got out of the hospital like I did, and we was in a funny thing about it. We were in the same hospital. I went ahead in the morning, and she would have had an appointment. Next thing you know, they had to put a stent in her left, put a stent in her leg, and we both was in the hospital, St. Anne's. I was on the third floor. She was on the first floor. And she called and said, well, they going to stick me? I said, oh, my goodness. We both in the same hospital. So it was okay, a lot of fun. I mean, enjoy. We called and talked. We checked on each other. But meanwhile, you know, as I said, going back to my topic about different quartets and everything, there was another group called that I like to announce, known as the Swan Silvertones, and they were been together a long time. I don't have no music on them anymore, but they would come to my grandfather's church, and these was the old quartets, the real old quartets, and groups. They just now, and you know, their time, they didn't have guitars or drums or nothing. They come sing a cappella, and they would sing. They would hit themselves with tappers on the side of their leg to keep the timing, and them fellas had a real good volume about themselves, and the harmony was real tight. And as it goes down the line, then there was another group known as the Dixie Hummingbirds. These guys, they got us a new set of them now. I think the old ones are still around, but it's a new set of them. And they had a nice sound too, and they just had one music, and that was a lead guitar player. And I think that's all they wanted, was just that lead guitar. But they still doing their thing with the newest set, doing their thing now. And I think they have they probably changed their style. It's got style, but they probably got two more, instruments with them. Next one, I'd like to mention besides them, so I'm trying to send it past as much as I can. The next group was, the Violinaires. They came out in the 60s. But like I said, the Dixie Hummingbird, Five Blind Boys of Alabama. That's who I'm trying to get. Them guys, they're still together.
and some of them are still going on. When they got a new personality, but Sandy Foster was and his brothers in there, and they had a song out called "It Could Have Been Me." Now this is the new Brian Boys, and they are still crooning. That's our abandoned ones from Mississippi. You know, Archie was with the ones from Mississippi, I believe it was. And this is Claude Jeter.
Listen to me, Mary. Mama don't have tomorrow. Pharaoh's army, they got drowned in the sea one day. But Jesus said, Mary, your little sister don't have tomorrow. How can I get a witness? He said, Mary. Mother don't have tomorrow. It may be somebody sick today. It's somebody here ain't got no home. But listen, there goes I. They got drowned in the sea one day. But I believe a man told me, your little sister don't have tomorrow. Now listen, if I could right now, I wanna tell you that I surely would stand on the rock where Moses stood. Because there goes I. That's what the Bible said. He got drowned in the sea. But I believe the man said me. He said me. He said me. Trouble in the land of all the rock to cry. Well, I think you're about to run up there. And David could have been a little hard to get. And I believe Jesus said, I better call a little bit of life. At least I had somebody to help to call me. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was Claude Jeter and the 90s, I guess it was. But that was Claude Jeter and his preaching on those. And there's another group, if I can get my producer brother, there's another group of news out there. Then there's another old group. Let's go back, like, who else was out there? I believe the Brooklyn All-Stars is out there. All-Stars was out there one time. And with those guys, they was out there doing the open. Then the Brooklyn All-Stars, and also I can remember it, at the Brooklyn All-Stars, there was Spencer Taylor and the Howie QCs. That's who I'm trying to remember. Those guys, all those groups sung together. And as the years come down, some of the groups I can't remember because I lost them. And then after that, then got to the 60s. And guess who popped up? Joe Rodan and the Mighty Crowds of Joy. They changed the style of quartet music. And when they came out, it was a whole complete brand new style the Mighty Crowds had. And from then on, every time the Mighty Crowds came out, every group followed their style. Every group would dress like them, try to sing like them, and everybody just went for the Crowds style. And the greatest lead singer was Joe Rodan, which Joe is not with us anymore, but he's still one of the greatest gospel lead singers of any group out there. And Joe Rodan was there. Then after that, that's another group called Get on the Women, the Caravan, with Shirley Caesar, Inez Andrew, Bethy Norwood. Yes, besides Shirley Norwood, Inez, Dorothy, I can't remember my other names, but I do remember they was constantly singing. And if my producer can find one of the Caravan songs on the form, I ask him to play for me. But that was the female group there. Then there's another one called the Davis Sisters. All right, here's the Mighty Crowds of Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Crowds of Joy, and they, what a family. That style, quartet style, has changed. Back in 1976 or 75, well, when I moved to Columbus, I left the Travelers, moved to Columbus, and I was with a group called Amanda and the Golden Gospel Singers. And we had the opportunity to do the program with the Mighty Crowds of Joy, and that was the first experience. I had a little butterflies in my stomach when I did it. I thought I was going to mess up, but I didn't. But Those were the original Mighty Crowds of Joy. Now I'm bringing you up to date. Let's come up to date a little bit. When they came out, then guess who pops up with that high-toned voice until he pops up? When Joe them had them high-pitched voice, then the Violinaires pops up with that high-pitched voice. And everybody didn't know who, what. And these gentlemen came out, and next thing their voice is high as it wanna be. And, you know, it surprised everybody because all you could hear was battle was between who was the best between the Clouds and the Violinaires. And that little battle came, it wasn't a battle between them two groups. It was just that the public had thought it. And here's the Caravan. Okay, that was a Caravan. I hope you enjoyed that. Like I said, I'm going back a little bit. I believe I went too far back. in the past, but that was a little stretch when I heard the cab at. If you appreciate what you listen to on the show, call me at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And we have a let me say this right quick. Yeah, now I can say this right. The Lee Supreme 755th anniversary, Father's Day, Sunday, June 16th, at Travelers West Baptist Church, at 1513 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, 42311. And if you ask Arthur Combs, pastor, so if you want to guess who are the Divine Angels of Columbus, Ohio, Elder Spurlock and the Anointed Sons of God, and also Restore, now the ladies that Restore from Cincinnati, I have heard, and I was down in Cincinnati a couple of months ago to their anniversary, and them young ladies can go. I mean, they really can go. So if you're not doing nothing Father's Day, take your dad out to see the Lear Supreme's anniversary. Also, they with the Keys, their anniversary coming in June, I think it's July 16th, July 14th. Their anniversary is coming up pretty soon. Now, getting back to the groups that I'm talking about, after the caravan was going on so good, we don't have anything. Davis Sisters was right along with them. They had their thing going on. And it was, I mean, those were the groups during the 50s and early 60s. They were singing that. I mean, they really, really put their heart in it. And they put their heart in it. So that you can tell, yeah, I mean, you would feel it. You would feel it. Now, especially Shirley Caesar. Now, I couldn't say Shirley, just Shirley Caesar. Well, I could say Pastor Shirley Caesar. And she's out doing the thing. She left the caravan and she did her own thing. And she's doing pretty well. Now, during that era, there was another group out of Chicago. There was two groups out of Chicago, Illinois. One of them was called the Soul Stirrers, and the other ones are called the Pilgrim Jubilee. Now, the Soul Stirrers of Sam Cooke was, they was good. I mean, they were beautiful. Sam Cooke was real good. And he sung that song, I think it was Be With Me, Jesus, and Stand By Me. And Sam started out with them, but Sam Cooke really started out with Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs. Another R&B singer started out with them too. Was Johnny Taylor, he started out. But Sam Cooke first started out with the Highway QCs, Mr. Taylor. I would recommend go Medicare. And he left and went with. And this group out of Chicago, the Pilgrim Jubilee. Yeah. Okay, that was the Drill and Julie out of Chicago. And the next group we will hear out of Chicago is the Soul Stirrers. You got the original, now there's a new group called, they got back together and they called themselves the New Soul Stirrers. So I got a little piece of them, but I haven't heard the new ones yet. I got to find out if Malico got a CD out on them or what or how they doing. Well, we'd like to try to learn that new CD, learn that song, for what they got out. But like, you know, there's Children Julie and the Soul Stirrers came out of Chicago. There was another one out of Chicago called Sell and Travel, which did not too many people. I don't think they made it that far. Now the song here, now that was a late Clay Graham of the Soul Children Julie. He passed away last year. And they still going strong. I haven't heard no more from them since. But, you know, when you got some groups coming out of Chicago, them groups coming out of Chicago can sing, and they do their thing. And that's one thing I like about the Chicago and Ohio. It's not a battle there, but they really do their thing. They do their thing. And I hope one day... maybe one day Ohio and Chicago may get together. And let's go. Let's tell you what. Yeah, these are the new Soul Stirrers.
Wanna see you one day, behold your face. I'm gonna stay right here and wait on you. I don't care what the people say. Because for you I live every day the very best that I can. Now I might make a few mistakes, but I'm sure you'll understand. Your love, oh Lord, your precious love is all that I need. Your but love and compassion, all these years I've gotten from you. And just like the rising sun, your love is always true. Among fathers of snare I stand, you always held my hand. That's why every day for you, I'm gonna do the best that I can.
Okay, that was the new Soul Stirrers. I mean, that's the first time I heard them. And I just picked them up going through the computer, and that's the new one. So I hope you like them. Like I said, if you like the music that I play, then come on there. Give us a call at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And you know, that's their, that's the new ones. And also, like I said, I'm going to repeat this and bring this about the air again. Don't forget the Beer Supremes. And to you people that listen on YouTube, I tell you what, next time I got a surprise for you. I'm going to surprise. I'm going to have one of the groups here and be with it. And I will have Sister Pointer. She's going to be my guest host. And we're going to set it up where we're going to have nothing but managers. About two managers out of each group, part one and part two. So, those on YouTube, glad to see you. And I hope to see you soon.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids or maybe quality time with your spouse when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit takemefishing.org. This has been a public service of Talktainment Radio. .com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026. 206 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com.
Okay, this is Dr. Bates again. Let me mention one more time, the Lake Supremes 55th anniversary, Sunday, June 16th at Travelers Rest Missionary Baptist Church, 1533 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. And they crashed this Arthur Combs, and their guests will be the Divine Angels of Columbus, Ohio, the Elder Spillock, and the Anointed Sons of God. I think there's more like another called the Anointed Disciples. I guess the Anointed Sons will be there. And the group all the way from Cincinnati are my favorite. Now we're going to go down south and introduce you to Mr. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs.
I need
We're going down south now to listen to southern guys and southern singers. And you know, they got a lot of southern singers down there. And I, believe me, that you look it up on your computer and you will see some good old southern singers. There's another group from down south. And I'm taking my time to do this. I give up producers the time to find them. This group is called the Alabama Spirituals. And they're from Alabama. They're from Alexander, Alabama. Can't they get the sound right? And I talked to the manager on it. He's supposed to send me some material, but I'm going to send him a card to remind him to send me some of his material. And this is an example singer.
A song that we want to sing tonight. And you got to know, whenever you go to the country,
Jesus will fix
you're
it.
Always going to hear songs like this.
Fix it, Jesus. say he can.
Fix it.
You did it for Elijah.
Fix it, Jesus.
When Jezebel got mad.
Fix it.
And now here I am, Jesus.
Fix it, Jesus.
Don't have nobody else to call on.
Okay, that was the Alabama Spirituals out of Alabama. Alexander, Alabama. That's where they're from. Alexander, Alabama. And like I said, you know, them got them southern groups. Now, here's another female group we're going to take a throw down. I know this is my producer's favorite group. And it's called Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Sisters. And I mean, he loves that song. He loves that. I love them too. And them girl, I try to get a hold of them. One time, but they're out of town. I tried to talk to Tammy Edwards on the phone one time. She said, could I get an interview with her? But I'm going to try again on the show. She said, can I get an interview with Tammy Edwards and the Edwards Sisters? And they're another group, female group. I believe they're from Florida. And that's where they're from. I mean, we got a lot of good northern groups, but sometimes we need to just step, go home down. For those of us, I'm not from the South. For those families who have family from the South, They got some good, really, be truthful. Here it is. We need Jesus.
Let you know that we need you. Okay, that was sister, that we need Jesus. They got another CD out with them called Old Landmark, but I'm going to have to try to find them, bring it one day and play it. And first time I saw that, it was on the Bobby Jones show, and they did their thing on Bobby's show. Now, since we're down south, and since we're going to listen, since we're going to go to the south, there's another female group, up-to-date female group, and they call themselves, I'm taking my time, so I'm giving time, the group is called the Bell Singers, and they came out, I can't think of the name of that song that came out. For the Love of Jesus is called. They call themselves the Bell Singers. But I really, I'm going to try to get a hold of them, too. To find out what they got going on. Some of these groups I look up and see them do a performance in different cities of the world. Then they'll say, send us, they want to comment or something. They'll leave their phone number. I give them a call or I text them. They'll call me back and ask me questions.
I got the love of Jesus.
And this is the Bell Singers right here. And I believe they're from Mississippi.
Got the love of Jesus
in my heart.
Got the love of Jesus down
in my heart.
Got the love of Jesus
in my heart. Love Jesus in my heart.
Got the love of Jesus down
in my heart.
Got the love of Jesus
in my heart.
Got the love of Jesus down
in my heart. Love
Singers, and they are from Mississippi. Now, like I said, there's a lot of groups from down south, up north. Now, next time I'm going to announce this before I get you out. The ladies will be back. Terry, Doris, and my wife Patricia will all be coming back real soon. They all, wife's coming out the hospital, and Terry had a little ill accident, and Doris, she had a little illness, so they are getting back together. I don't know what they're going to talk about, but they are coming back soon. Now, getting back to this, don't forget the Lenox Supreme's anniversary, which is June 16th at Travelers Rest Baptist Church. And, I mean, they're going, like I said, there's some groups, a group from Cincinnati, Elder Spurlock, I believe he's from Akron, Ohio, and the Divine Angels of Columbus, Ohio. And this is their Father's Day. And like I said, if you don't have anything to do for Dad, well, take Dad out and take them to see the Lyrics of Freedom's anniversary. Also, the Keys of Harmony anniversary is coming up in July. So we will let I give you a little more information like that, because I probably have two, I think I try to have a couple of the members of the Keys of Harmony come up, and we'll talk about their anniversary. Now, big surprise to everybody. Big surprise. I'm trying, like I said, the Gospel Travelers of Dayton, Ohio will be coming third Sunday in September. Hopefully that I'll let you know the location where they're going to be at, and along some other groups will be coming along. Now, when they get here, I hope that if you don't have anything to do the third Sunday in September, they will be here. Because when I was with the Gospel Travelers, when we was coming from Cincinnati, we was up in Columbus. We was just by Columbus every once a year or however. We was here with the Spiritual Tornadoes, and I'm sorry that there's no video on them. Now, before I sign off and everything, my producer of mine, I'm in the show with his favorite group, and that's Tim Woodson. And I'll see you in the morning, and that's my favorite song too. And I love. Hopefully, we can get. I'm trying to get a hold of Tim and find out what's going on with them, how we can get them here. So, like I said, it's a lot of things that this show is going to try to put together. And like I said, when I do manager's night with me and Sister Piner, her and I are going to do manager. We're going to have a couple of managers here. And here it is, Tim Woodson. So let me say this while it's going on. If you have a smile, give somebody else a smile. Because the mind is nothing but the garden. Whatever you put in it grows. So, you know, like I said, that we need to learn to love each other and be happy with each other. So, you know, I'm going to let this play out. Tim Woodson. So I'll see you next time.